Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And you're in this band called?
Local Natives.
You've played in front of some big crowds. Do you ever really say, yeah, that was the biggest crowd ever?
Well, I just started wearing glasses 4 years ago. Currently, I don't wear them on stage. So every crowd just looks like a mush of people that I just really like.
So I'm watching you and I'm thinking, one moment there's harmonies, right? And one moment you are slamming it. So this band is not, to make a word up that doesn't exist, this band's not genre-fiable.
Right.
So what's going to inform people about what's in the soup that gets you there?
It's pretty difficult. Like, so I, myself, Taylor and Ryan, who are not here, are kind of like the main songwriters, and then we take it to like the five of us and like kind of hash it out. And so just through that, you just get a whole bunch of different influences that kind of, you know, mesh together, create some sort of an influence soup. You put in a blender and then you drink that, and then that is the band.
Columbus, Ohio, the Fashion Meets Music Festival.
There are so many. I feel like festival culture is just growing and growing and expanding like crazy. And so all there's all these people that have, you know, their own wild ideas of what a cool music festival or just any cool music experience would be. So, you know, there's all these sorts of, you know, crazy things popping up all over the nation. And you know, we've been able to visit a ton of these places, and you know, like stuff we'd never think of ever trying to play at. You know, if you're a band, you want to play at Coachella, you want to play at Bonnaroo, you want to play Outside Lands, you want to play Glastonbury, Fuji Rock in Japan. You don't ever think of Fashion Meets Music in Columbus, Ohio. So that's kind of the cool thing about it. It's surprising, and it's something that you're not really sure what you're walking into. So it's always I don't know. There's something. Just sometimes it's kind of more exciting to walk into something that you have no idea what it's going to be.
So the festival culture for a band like yours is a wonderful, wonderful thing, right?
Sure. I mean, it definitely can be when you have, you know, stuff that you feel like I think we're lucky that we write music that we really like, but also I think translates to kind of festival, like festivals and festival culture and just grabbing the random passerby and welcoming them into, you know, what we're doing. I think we have kind of a welcoming sound that I think really works for us in festivals.
And your music is definitely a series, whether it's the more harmonious things, or then as the set went on and it builds and you get really out there. Some of these festivals, like playing a Lollapalooza, playing, you know, the Coachellas, these big ones, Do you kind of go out there and think, you know, that the crowd is definitively coming for you? Or do you say, ooh, this is kind of cool because we're going to reach a lot of people that have no idea but have heard through this about who we are?
Yeah, I definitely think it's more of the excitement for finding new, like gaining new fans, or hopefully gaining new fans. Because, yeah, there's like tens of thousands of people at some of these festivals, and there's no way that all these people have heard all, you know, both of our records,
right,
and know the band well. So it's exciting to like throw yourself out there and just kind of hope that you're gonna, you know, win some people over and gain those fans. And I don't know, it's kind of like it's a fun experiment.
There's nothing really to be said about the next record because okay, so this might sound a little corny, but like there's a magic that happens when you don't know what's going to happen. And that's the whole excitement that comes from, I think, you know, the five of us trying to get into a room together and play some stuff that like, oh, I don't like that, I like this, and we argue and we play and we feel good and we feel shit and then we feel really good and then we're like want to kill ourselves, and then we have a record that we are like, oh, great, this is awesome. And then, you know, to get to that point, you take so many left turns, you go up and down, and you know, it's impossible to say where that's going to go, because it's not from one person. Like one guy can be like, oh, this is my vision, this is what I want to do, you know, I want to be more poppy, I want to do sludge metal, I want to do drone,
or sludge drone,
sludge hip hop.
Sludge Hop is good too.
We've got some new genres yeah. here. It's really, really slow rapping. Yeah. Really, really slow, but it all rhymes. And it's got like a good flow to it, but it's like a sludgy flow.
I can hear the beats for a sludge hop, can't you? It's like chunga, chunga, chunga.
A lot of chungas.
There's the chungas, but then there's at the end, there's the sludge. Because that's the sludge. Fuzzy Sludge. I love those guys. Didn't you open for them, Fuzzy Sludge? But what I was starting with is, and it's funny, we got the antithesis, which is great. You're through with the dreaded sophomore record.
Yeah.
And somehow the dreaded sophomore record turned out to be a big dreaded sophomore record because you probably didn't give a flying shite about the dreaded sophomore record.
We knew that, you know, if you put out something that doesn't do well, it is very detrimental. You know, you get a bad sophomore album, it really is hard to come back from that. Yeah. So we made sure, you know, that we were going to take our time. We were not going to get it out until
a while.
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because a lot of people, like you asked earlier, did the first record come out in 2009 or 2010? And so to us, you know,
production.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was, we basically finished it, you know, fall of 2009. It seems like an eternity to everybody else, but to us, it seems like we've just been working constantly on music since we were, you know, five.
Okay, I'm gonna combine two different things because it's really kind of fun. So let's do 2 minutes on Silver Lake. Did you do the whole residency thing when you were starting out? Did you do the whole residency? Of course you did, right? So it's a requirement to do the residency at the Echo or the Silver Lake Lounge or the Echo Plex or the...
It is a pleasure and an honor to do a residency at any of those places. Like when we were, you know, we had trouble just getting booked in LA, you know, like just to play at the Echo was like the mecca of everything that we ever wanted to stand for, is like play at a cool place. Like,
isn't that crazy though? Had,
you know, yeah, I mean, that's what's so awesome, but to have a venue that actually has a personality and has a culture and has a following, and you could go there any night of the week and you're gonna see something interesting.
They really curate. They don't just, because they don't have to, but yet there's no snobbishness about it. It's just, if they like you, they give you a chance to actually build an audience, and that's the whole residency thing.
Well, it's all about giving yourself a chance. Like you have these opportunities, and you know, you're in a cool city like Los Angeles or New York or something, and they have these opportunities for you to do cool stuff like play every Monday night for free. And at a cool place like Spaceland or like Silver Lake Lounge, like that's where we did two of them. And yeah, I mean, why not? Like, why not give yourself more chances to get out there and get people familiar with you?
And then there's Ditmas Park, where, believe it or not, my stepsister lives. And I know that there's only one restaurant there. And it was actually this time last year, sitting right here, that Matt and the boys and I were chatting, having a conversation, like
nice.
right here.
Nice.
Interestingly enough, so there's the most interesting segue you could possibly have.
Sure.
But you built the studio in Silver Lake, you recorded the album there. But then you went to Ditmas to have him produce, because you kind of. But I read that it came in a really interesting sort of way that you it wasn't like. You said, "Oh my God, you've got it." I hate the word organic. The word organic is like
too.
The word organic's like stupid. It was like organic, man.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that I can hear why you brought him in to produce.
Right.
That it made sense. And am I correct that that's really why it all happened the way it did? That you can record your own stuff, but then getting that other opinion, that other vision. And it really did, it didn't affect the sound per se, but it helped craft what it all became, right?
Sure. I guess the best way to kind of express how it came together was, it came together pretty like organically. it felt pretty natural. That's it. And then everyone listening is laughing, and yeah. That's great.
No, but, yeah. But the decision to, I mean, you want to record your own. You built a studio because you want to have control over your sound, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to be able to demo stuff out and to be able to record stuff. And while we're not the best engineers, well, we weren't then and we're a little better now, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much we can toot our own horn, but I mean, I was talking about this to somebody else where, like, we don't know what we're doing, but when we hear something we like, that's the thing that we're looking for. And it doesn't matter if it's in a really nice studio or in a crap, you know, bedroom with your iBook.
Electronic music, scourge of the earth.
Ah, the infamous quote. Oh, great.
See, but I didn't. But you see, you said it. I didn't.
No, you is inaccurate.
I know that. But you see where I was going? See, but we're back to that stew there.
Sure. Well, one of us said that as a joke.
It was like taken as a joke and blown. It has followed and blown.
Okay, so let's spend 10 seconds. How do we blow that up?
How do we blow that up? Well, I mean, I think he was right, man. Electronic music is just going to take over and just going to fucking kill us, man. It's just like the robot. It's going to, like, get in the bunch of robots, you know, and, like, get into our, like, get their, like, black, like, acid into our veins and stuff, and then, like, intersperse with our blood, and then we're going to become robots, and it's going to be ugly. I really think we got to put a stop to this.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. It is two of your songs as the bread and songs by anybody else you want to play in between.